Why do most business professionals struggle to grow their business? So many business owners and executives feel overwhelmed with managing a complicated business. They'd have to be crazy to actually think about growing it. Whether you have a startup, small business, or generational company, losing sleep and pulling your hair out every day just because you're trying to grow your business shouldn't be acceptable. It shouldn't be normal, and it definitely doesn't have to be your lot in life. So if you're a business professional struggling to grow a complicated business, you're on the right podcast. Get ready to learn how to build a simple business that grows here on the Business Growth Made Simple show. Well, welcome to the Business Growth Made Simple show, where we release new episodes on the first day of each month. My name is Kenneth Kalesh, and I'm here to tell you I get you. I understand the tossing and turning at night and the frustration that comes with trying to grow a complicated business. In fact, as a third-generation entrepreneur, I don't just relate to what you're feeling, I grew up with it. Thankfully, though, after over 13 years and 25,000 hours of business experience, I became a certified business coach, partnered with experts like Donald Miller, CEO of StoryBrand and best-selling author of How to Grow Your Small Business. Experts like Will Gadara, former co-owner of 11 Madison Park, voted number one restaurant in the world and best-selling author of Unreasonable Hospitality. And experts like Michael Hyatt, chairman of Full Focus and author of Your Best Year Ever. But none of this matters if it doesn't impact you and your business. And that's why I'm here on this episode to help you build a simple business that grows so you can avoid all those sleepless nights and actually have the successful business you've always wanted. In this episode, you are going to be introduced to step one of the six-step framework proven to simplify and grow your business. And full disclosure, at the end of this episode, I'm going to share with you a free resource for you to use that takes only 10 minutes to use and will save you hours in the beginning of this process of simplifying and growing your business. This is a free business assessment based on the six-step framework we're going to be covering in this podcast show. And I'll talk more about that at the end of the episode, but if you'd like to pause now and access that, by all means, have at it. The link to that free business assessment will be in the description of this episode. Now, unlike the free resource that I just recommended, which I believe everyone should use, I will also be sharing about something that won't be for everyone: hiring me as their personal certified business coach. I'm telling you about this up front because this isn't a bait and switch type of podcast show. This isn't a false attempt at value in exchange for a secret sales pitch. This podcast show is real value for your real time and attention that I believe is worth every second. But it's obviously impossible for me to personalize any of this content to your specific business, life, and context. So for those of you that desire a personalized coaching experience that saves you time and speeds up the growth of your business, I'll be sharing next steps for you as well at the end of this episode. But like the free resource, if you'd like to pause now and access those steps, by all means, you have at it as well. The link for that will also be in the description of this episode. Now, without any further ado, let's jump into step one of the six steps to building a simple business that grows. Step one, leadership. Build a simple business that grows by being a business on a mission. As with most frameworks for growth, leadership is at the top of the list. Leadership is the foundational step and the first line item on almost every agenda. Leadership covers many topics, which we'll be discussing many of those in the episodes to come. But what makes this step of leadership different from the others? What is the separator that makes this step of leadership result in a simplified growing business rather than just more to-dos or an ineffective weekend retreat for company leaders? It's all about what's at the center of your leadership. For some, it's a famous personality. For some, it's a grand vision. For others, it's just a good payday. But what is at the center of leadership that actually simplifies and grows businesses? The answer? A mission. Yes, a mission. A mission is at the center of the leadership in all businesses that stay simple, nimble, and adaptable in the marketplace. A mission is at the center of the leadership in all businesses that stay growing, effective, and profitable in the market. So, what does it mean to be a business on a mission? What does it mean to have a mission at the center of your leadership? Well, let's reverse engineer by starting with what it doesn't mean. First, it doesn't mean the mission is the beginning. No, the beginning of all businesses, marketing efforts, and products developed is a vision. But a vision cannot come to fruition by itself. Even if it is above the mission, it's dependent on the mission. Therefore, the vision cannot be at the center of your leadership, the mission must be. Second, it doesn't mean the mission is a forever fixture. The mission is not like a family heirloom. It's not meant to last generations. It's meant to be completed, fulfilled, and then replaced with the next mission. Remember, the mission exists because of the vision, but it's going to take many missions to accomplish a truly worthwhile vision. And third, it doesn't mean the mission is just for putting words on walls, emails, and newsletters. No, the mission isn't meant to be treated like propaganda or an internal assimilation tactic. In fact, if your mission isn't being used like the military uses missions, then your mission likely isn't at the center of your leadership. And I'd go as far as to say your mission is probably costing you more money than it's making you. So I'll ask again, what does it mean to be a business on a mission? What does it mean to have a mission at the center of your leadership? First, it means to be a business that actually has objectives that advance you towards your company's vision. If the mission is going to be at the center of your leadership, you must have tangible objectives that signal success if completed and failure if unmet. Without objectives, your leadership has no center point for decision-making, action-taking, or measuring progress. And to be a business on a mission that has a mission at the center of your leadership means to have objectives that advance you towards your company's vision. And second, it means to be a business that actually has a timetable the mission must be accomplished by in order to advance you towards your company's vision. You see, visions don't have an expiration date, but missions must. A vision can outlive you, but a mission can't move on without you. If you have a mission without a timetable for completion, you just have a good idea. And you know what I say about good ideas? They're just good things waiting for someone who will get them done. Without a timetable, your leadership has no ticking clock, creating urgency, resourcefulness, or determination for your business. So, to be a business on a mission that has a mission at the center of your leadership means to have a timetable that compels you towards your company's vision. And third, it means to be a business that actually has a reason the mission must be accomplished to advance you towards your company's vision. This is typically the easy part. It's the part people normally hyper-focus on, and even though it can crowd out other aspects of the mission, this is still an important aspect of being a business on a mission. Without a cause, purpose, or motivation for your mission, all of the other dimensions of your leadership will come off flat, manipulative, or contrived. So, to be a business on a mission that has a mission at the center of your leadership means to have a reason that drives you toward your company's vision. This is what it means to be a business on a mission that keeps the mission at the center of your leadership. These are just a few of the separators that make this step of leadership effective at creating a simple, growing business where others just make it more complicated and confusing. So remember, if your business doesn't have a mission at the center of your leadership, you likely have a mission that's costing you more money than it's actually making you. So hopefully this has inspired you to turn your business into a business on a mission and motivated you to keep your company's mission at the center of your leadership. Because when you do, you'll be one step closer to building a simple business that grows. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, Kenneth, how the heck do I know if my mission is any good? How do I know if it's at the center of my leadership, as you're saying? Well, no worries, my friend. Like I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I've got a free resource for you that takes only 10 minutes to use and will save you hours in the beginning of this process of simplifying and growing your business. This free business assessment will guide you through a series of questions that evaluate the strengths and the weaknesses of your leadership, as well, of course, as the other 5 steps that we're going to be covering in future episodes of this podcast show. And the link to that free business assessment is again going to be in the description of this episode. Now, if this all sounds like a lot, I won't lie, it is. 25 pages of anything is not exactly light reading before bed, but it is extremely effective if used well and by the right eyes. If you have the time, energy, and expertise to implement all the incredible recommendations this free business assessment gives you, then you can officially tune out to what I'm about to say. But if you're thinking, Kenneth, I don't really have the time, energy, or expertise to implement a free resource like this. Or maybe you're thinking, Kenneth, I don't really care about the free resource. I just want to skip to the part where you help me simplify and grow my business, preferably sooner rather than later. If you're in a camp anything like these statements, I totally understand. There have been plenty of things I've invested in because it was worth it for me to skip the free stuff and speed up the process to the solution. If that's you, I have the perfect next step for you. I want to invite you to book a strategy session with me personally. This isn't a sales call or a therapist session. This is a one-hour personal coaching session for you and your business to hear your biggest pain points, identify quick wins, and give you a personalized recommendation for coaching packages based on your unique circumstance. Of course, these are always more valuable when you've already filled out your free business assessment, but you can come without it if you'd like as well. So if you're looking for a personal touch to save time and get to growing your business faster, book your strategy session with me using the link in the description of this episode. Well, congratulations on getting to the near end of this episode where we've just introduced step one of the six-step framework to building a simple business that grows: leadership. Again, my name is Kenneth Kolesch, and I want to thank you for joining me today and investing into yourself and your business. Enjoy that free business assessment. And if you book a strategy session, I look forward to meeting with you soon. For more content on how you can build a simple business that grows, follow me on any of my social media channels linked in the description of this episode. And if nothing else, I'll see you back here in my next episode of the Business Growth Made Simple show on July 1st. Now enjoy this story before you go. House sports need a mission just like your business. It's a cold, damp October night at the prestigious Viking Arena, our home soccer field. It's regionals, and we're facing the team we beat by 9 goals earlier in this season. This is going to be a shoo-in. I'm so excited that I've been called up from the JV team for this varsity regional game. I literally can't help myself. Being on the field with the juniors and the seniors I looked up to as the national anthem is playing, it's something I know I'm never going to forget. We're favorites to make it to the state finals and possibly even favorites to win. My heart is literally pounding out of my chest right now with the anticipation during this warm-up and the start of this soccer game. But I'm shocked when the first goal goes in. Even more shocked when the second goes in. We are losing 2-0 to a team that hasn't beaten us in years. The moment changed from wanting to make it to the state finals to instead becoming a moment of avoiding the embarrassment and the shame of losing to a team that prior generations of state-winning players had beaten easily. I can still remember looking at that newspaper article years later. Incredible upset in huge, bold letters, it said. The emotions would feel fresh every time I opened up that drawer and looked at it. Dozens of times I would ask myself, why did we lose? What went wrong that night? Finally, after years of being married and going through struggles much harder than a lost soccer game, I realized something that would change my life as I held that cutout, fading newspaper article. We were a team with a vision, but no mission. We knew where we wanted to go, but didn't know how we were going to get there. With that newspaper article in my hand, I vowed never again would I pursue a vision without taking time to make it into a mission.